5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good morning, I'm Hot Wings with a hot take.
Oh, hot, 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 hot! Hot, 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 hot!
Okay, this is less of a hot take and more of just a story of my drive into work, because you guys know that I really get off on celestial excitement. And there's a lot of celestial excitement happening right now. There is a Hunter's supermoon, and what? It's super duper bright.
What is a Hunter's supermoon?
They all have a name, and this one just happens to be a Hunter's moon.
This was part of the Kappa Alpha fraternity. Hunter wears a Bass Pro Shop hat.
Yeah, I guess so. So anyway, that's just what this particular supermoon is called. Mm-hmm. You know, you might get like the strawberry supermoon or whatever. Like, they all have names. So anyway, this
who
is
names
Hunter's
them? Is it NASA? The hurricane people?
I don't know. Galileo's ghost? I have no idea who names these things.
The
I don't know.
Managers of the moon?
Yeah.
Duh.
Like the 45th NASA, nephew, right? Of Copernicus? I don't know.
I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I just was curious. Like, who names these
No,
things?
I have no idea who names
is
these
Is there
things.
A book?
It's just what it's called.
It's like the age old question. Who are they?
Yeah.
We always
Who's
say,
they?
We always say, oh, you know, they named it this.
Yeah.
Who's they?
And then in the western sky, there's also the Atlas Comet. It also has a longer name at the beginning, the Suckin' Shan or whatever.
I don't know. Suckin' Shan.
Whoever, it starts with
probably
a T.
Not.
It looks Russian. I don't know. It was probably it's probably the name of the person who discovered it. They only recently discovered it. It's been in the western sky in the evening. Well, on my drive into work this morning, I saw the supermoon and the comet at the same time.
What?
I've never seen a comet before. I missed Halley's Comet. I think it was like
1986.
Cloudy or something when that went over. Like, so I didn't see that. So I saw this and I was super excited, and I'm on a backcountry road and it's dark and I got a bright moon and a comet, and I'm like, this is awesome. And then I go through the windy parts and I can't wait to see it again because I'm under trees now and I can't, but I'm going to get out onto the highway and I'm going to be able to see it because I'm driving west. So come out. There's the moon. Where's the comet? There it is. And it's even bigger and brighter than it was before. Oh, and it has a blinking red light attached to it. Because those are contrails from an airplane in the moonlight.
Dang it.
I have
so
never been
close.
More excited and then more disappointed in a 2-minute time frame, I think, ever in my life.
It's like you thought beef was a middle name. It's the same experience.
I was so,
just a different road.
So disappointed. I was like, oh, man. Because I thought, oh... Because I had read somewhere that you would see it in the evening, like up like 45 minutes after dusk or whatever is when you could see it the best. But, you know, I don't know. It's in the right spot, and it was real small and faint at first.
And now, the moon is amazing. That part is absolutely
moon is
true.
So
it is so bright outside.
This is one of those moons that if it were winter and there was snow on the ground, you could drive with your headlights off.
Yeah,
it would be.
I mean,
glittery.
You shouldn't, but it's awesome when you can do that like on a back road. And you can just see because it's just so bright. Yeah, it's a really cool moon. But didn't see the comet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tonight after dusk.
You just would have given up after you saw it the first time. Instead of getting all your celestial boners ready for when you came out of the trees, you'd have been like, well, I'll never forget when I saw that.
Well, that's the thing. If I had turned south or something, like if I wasn't going right at everything, I would have spent the rest of my life thinking I saw the comet.
And then if one of us said we couldn't see it, you'd be like, well, you've got to open your eyes.
You just got to look.
Nice job, stupid. They're don't you look up in the sky. You can see it from pretty much everywhere.
I remember seeing Halley's Comet. You didn't see it?
No.
Loser.
I know.
Did you see it?
That one comes around every 40 years or something.
No, it's 76. Like 75. 76.
Yeah. I remember seeing it because my parents were like, you should see this. I'm like,
I remember
okay.
somebody saying, come out and see it. And I was like, I'll get it the next time around. I'll be 89.
I'm pretty sure that the last time it came around was like 1986.
It was
you definitely didn't see it.
Then what comet did I see when I
Hale-Bopp?
Oh, that one.
Maybe.
Okay.
I remember Hale-Bopp was a big thing like 20 years ago.
That was when that cult.
Yeah.
Did Home Depot mm-hmm. name yeah. that one too?
That was the purple shrouds yes. and Nikes.
Yeah. That was 1997.
Yeah, I remember Spring Haley's comment, because that's like one of my early, I was probably 4 or 5 at the time.
Yeah.
And I remember standing out on the front lawn with my brother and sister and my parents, looking up in the sky, and it was like one of those nights where it was like the clearest night in the world, and just so many stars, and I remember seeing Haley's comment,
yeah,
thinking,
80,
I'm gonna,
yeah, 86.
I'm going to be 80 next time that comes by.
Yeah, it's next, will next appear in mid-2061.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
That's a long time. I'll probably miss it. Yeah. I'll be watching like reruns of the Golden Girls or something stupid. If and my I'm, little lazy yeah. boy, you know.
If I'm still alive, I'll be 89 years old.
I'm gonna pull up my compression socks and I'm gonna get my ass out there. See that thing. And go, not worth it.
No, we're all gonna be living.
I can't see anything.
This would have been great when I had eyes.
Yeah.
We're all gonna be like AI holograms by then.
Yeah, right.